Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Shut the Fuck Up. Anime is on. Happy we're all here recording. Happy the episode is finally up, whenever that is. Because as you can see, we're just kind of doing our own thing, going with the flow. So, surprise, new episode. Yay. I am your lovely, lovely, lovely host, Frankie, aka Pixel Potato. I don't have Andrea here to hype me up for all my AKAs, but that is fine. Eventually you guys will hype me up along the process. That's your duty to this
Yeah,
podcast.
yes, queen.
Yes, queen. Yes,
Yes.
slay, slay. There we go. There we go. We have a lovely person who is finally back with us. Mr. Kiko Stick, how you doing?
Dylan, I'm great. I'm really happy to be back, and I missed everyone. So we're gonna get this right. One Piece, we're back. We're
Oh,
back.
the fuck, we are not.
Don't let me expose you on this airwaves. I already got you off air. Better shut that shit down. I'll
Try
do
that
it.
real quick, real
Reel
quick.
it back. Reel it the fuck back.
Yeah, so we're happy you are finally done with your side quests and all of that. So now you can continue back on your main quest, main story mode. You're back on story mode now. Woot woot. All right. And Mr. A-Town Ryan, how are you
I am
doing?
good. I am good. It's back. We are back for another episode, and this is gonna be a good one. I actually like this one. This is
I can't
a doozy. Oh, this is. I think Frankie, you pulled out the wine, so
wait. Yeah, I
be
wasn't
ready
gonna
for a
be
Frankie rant.
drinking, but I was like, oh, once we figured out the topic for this, so I was like, nah, I gotta have a little bit of wine. The last one was a doozy too, when we went over live actions. And yeah, when we finally got to Avatar: The Last Airbender, and you finally let me loose.
But
Oh.
I was with you. I was on your side with that one.
Yes, I was so happy to finally get that off my chest again, and it probably won't be the last time I get it off my chest. So we'll see. We'll see how long it is before
It's the
we
balls in your court,
express our
Netflix.
anger. Yeah. Anime news. I don't think there's any anime news. No? I
I
forgot to
saw
ask before we started.
I saw the Dragon Ball Super movie. It's very interesting what it was good. It was very, I liked it. It was very Gohan and Piccolo focused.
That's
Vegeta and
good.
Goku, I mean, they had like a scene, but they were not in this. They were barely in this. This wasn't their movie.
That's
This
good.
was Gohan and Piccolo's story. I mean, the long running joke is that Piccolo is really Gohan's father, and
Yep.
this time he played more of a grandfather to Pan, which was hilarious.
Oh.
Yeah, so like it's kind of, I think at this point Akira Toriyama knows it. Like he knows what the I mean, he wrote it, so but that dynamic
That
still
means
continues.
nothing.
Yeah, but that dynamic continues to this day. Piccolo is Gohan's true daddy. Strong black father out here repping for the streets.
Strong
And
black
he
single father. Add
single
that on
father,
there.
yes,
Yeah.
he was. And he really it was so obvious how he was in this movie that I was like, God damn it, Goku, step your shit up. But yeah, it was good. I liked it. It's very They know what they are. They have a flow. It's curious how it lends to like the manga, and because they're moving on in terms of the timelines. At this point, this is the most recent one, which is weird. But I don't know. It's weird trying to put timelines together. But the movie was very good. Fight scenes was amazing. Of course, everyone knows Gohan had a new transformation.
Does the
That was
transformation actually, like him and Piccolo's transformation, actually like fit, or does it seem like they're doing too much?
No, it fits. Piccolo's
Okay.
was actually they gave a reason. Gohan was more of, dude, let your power out. Similar, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
yeah, it was good.
Eventually I'll see it, but who knows? Who knows? Not anime news, but I don't care because I'm obsessed. House of Dragons. I
I think
can't say
this is
too
just going to be a
much.
thing every time now.
Every time it's just going to be an
It's
update
just
on House of
as long as
Dragons.
it keeps going, this is
So,
going to be a
Ivan,
thing.
you need to make sure that every time we record, you are up to date because Ivan hasn't seen episode two yet. So, but holy fuck, it's great. 12 years old,
Oh my
that's
God.
horrible.
We need Chris of the Hansons from the Dateline Isles to come and pay a visit. But
Yeah.
then again, it's the Targaryen. So,
You can't,
again,
man. What did you
but this is just,
expect it? But it's still like,
it was,
oh
again,
God, they're
when,
really
again,
going here.
those that have seen it, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that felt away when they mentioned the daughter. And I'm like, there's got to be another daughter because the only daughter we've seen was a child. So
Yes.
clearly they're not talking about the child. And then we see the scene and I'm like, it was funny, like I said, we said off air. the childbirth scene had more backlash. I didn't really look at news, social media, and I don't think that got any backlash. But any other context, that scene is crazy.
Yes, and it's just like, oh well, it's the Game of Thrones world. What do you expect? And the fact that it came from the only black guy in the show.
Yes,
I have such high hopes for you.
We was hyping him up, and then this is what.
And then you pull this shit.
But again, they're all in on it. So it's like, I get it,
but still,
again, the conversation that was being had, it doesn't make it better when you justify something saying, "I'll be 14 in 2 years."
Yeah, and I'm like, oh god.
And we're supposed to be like, oh, okay, so
you're fine.
She'll be 14 in 2 years. Okay, that makes
sense. No. And then also, best friends, that whole shit, like I said, if that was my best friend and that shit was getting pulled, it would have been, it would have been on site.
Pulling that red wig off.
Oh my god. It was just... I was like, wow. And then we all know, we already know that the girl ends up with her uncle.
Yeah.
And then we know that the uncle ends up with that little girl. So I'm like, I just want to see how it's all played out.
Already. Well, there is a time skip. So we know that, I mean, that's not a spoiler because they actually showed the two actresses playing the little girl, Rhaenyra and Allison. So they both have actresses. So there will be it won't be as bad when they do the time skip because they'll be mostly an adult. But still, right now, oh my goodness.
But will it though? Will it not be that bad? I feel like they're gonna show like the key moments that we're like that we're concerned about. I feel like they're gonna show like when she hits 14 with how fucked up the writers and creators are of this show. They're gonna show it. They're gonna show best friend and him getting it on their wedding night. And so they're gonna show that. Yeah, so
that's bad,
and I love it so much. I feel like a horrible person. Okay, all right. So on to anime, because that's what this podcast is about. We're gonna do a topic that I'm pretty sure riles up everyone. If this doesn't rile you up, that probably means that you are on the opposing side of this, and you really need to question your life and how you view things. We're gonna talk about gatekeepers. Because gatekeepers suck. We hate you guys. And you don't deserve to be a part of the anime community, honestly, if you're a gatekeeper. That's honestly how I feel about the whole situation. So, yeah. Okay, at any point in your guys' time, were you ever slightly gatekeeping?
Well, first off, I think for like
people. Oh, should we talk about what gatekeeping
is? Yeah, because I think there's people that probably did it and probably never knew that's what they were doing. So explain exactly the concept of gatekeeping for those that don't know or was just ignorant to it.
Yeah. So gatekeeping is when anime is the gate and there is someone, honestly, it could be anything. It could be Star Wars. It could be getting into collecting something. It could be getting it like video games. And someone's trying to enter that world, but because they're entering at a later time or they don't know as much information, but they still are enjoying it, the Mr. Know-It-All, who happens to know everything about anime or know everything about whatever lore or fandom you belong to, tries to keep you from being involved in it. Me and Andrea kind of gatekept Alex a little bit last episode when you said you didn't watch Avatar.
Well, we first like, of all,
you didn't earn this.
Here's the thing. I can't because I'm gate proof. So you tried, but no, I'm already there. So you can't block. I'm already inside. You try to kick me out the gate.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah. So it's pretty much just trying to keep someone and saying they're not a real fan or people who maybe know like one or two like Metallica songs and they wear a Metallica t-shirt. And people are like, oh, name three songs by them. You don't even know three songs, but you don't even know who they are. Name the lead singer. It's just people like that who, just because you say you like something, they expect you to know every single detail about that one thing, or else you're not considered a fan, and they're going to try and rip on you and shun you and call you a fake fan and all of that stuff. It's been really prominent lately now with anime becoming more, now that anime is mainstream, and people who are just now getting into it. Like people with Demon, I know Demon Slayer was really bad because the people who were calling themselves fans, but they hadn't read the manga yet. The manga readers were like, "Oh, well, oh, we've known about Demon Slayer for this long. We already know what happens." And then, no, you guys don't know anything. You're calling yourself fans. Blah blah blah. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's yeah. So, have you guys ever gatekeeped in your life before? This is a safe zone.
I have. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I have.
Yeah. So, Alex.
No, I don't. No, nah.
That's good.
You know what? I mean, I'll explain why I could say no without being like lying. But I can, yeah. No, I never gatekeep.
Gotta hear him.
You want me to elaborate? All right. So your reason why is because I love when people like what I like. Therefore, I was never in a position, like even one of my friends, my coworker, even today, he was making a joke that he's like, I got exposed to this fraud. I was like, what happened? He had went to the store and he had like Buzz Lightyear type shorts and he had a Mario shirt. So the guy's like, oh, like for some guy, the guy was like, yo, you saw the new Dragon Ball movie? And he started talking and he's like, yo, I had no idea what he was talking about. And I started laughing. Now with him, I tend to call him a fraud because he wears the socks. Him, I just joke with. But I never say no, don't watch it. I encourage, like he got into Demon Slayer. He watched the whole first season. And this is someone that's never touched anime. He doesn't like he wears the Uchiha, he has Uchiha clan socks. And he
Oh,
calls,
I remember you've talked about
yeah,
him.
oh yeah, I've sent you, yeah, and the Rasengan socks. And I'm like, and then he just like, oh, this is the church fan clan. I'm like, fuck you. But he does like we do it as a joke with each other because he knows I know everything. So he tries to tease me now. But I don't stop him from I don't say no, you don't watch him. I call him fake as in. Are you gonna watch it? Like his favorite anime is Baki, so he's in there. So anytime he mentions it, I get excited. Like, yo, let's talk about it. So I like to encourage him. So with other people, anytime they bring it up, I'm like, yo, you watch this? I get excited because now it's something to talk about. And to the point where I my know-it-all comes with trying to tell them everything without letting them find out themselves. So I'm
Okay.
never the one to keep you from. I'm trying to like get you to watch more. Even when I talk about you guys, I talk about the manga. I don't say read it as if, oh, you don't read it. No, I say please read it so that we can talk about it and we can dive into more conversations about it. And but I think that's also the teacher in me that I want people to
Oh,
know.
yeah.
So
And the
I'm not,
psychology major and
yeah, so
all of
I'm
that,
never one
yeah.
to hold knowledge or hold learning about new things. So I don't, even when I was younger, I was never gatekeeping. Anytime I saw someone that liked something I like, oh my God, can we talk? What do you know? Can we go more into it? I was never the one to say, oh, you don't just, that's stupid.
I feel like I
That's
have a good reason
foolish.
for why I get gate kept, but
Yeah.
continue.
Yeah. And that was all I was always, no, I wonder what it prevents you from learning something great that I've learned. It makes no sense. I know that's why I never understood the concept of gatekeeping, but we know the type that gatekeeps. So,
Yeah. What about you, Ivan? You said you have before. I'm guessing now you don't.
now I
Good
don't.
boy. All right. Okay.
It took me joining one of our toxic Facebook groups to be like, wow, gatekeeping's annoying, bro. The
Oh, is
fuck?
that the planetary journey for the black nerd or something? That
Oh,
one?
I'm on that. I'm in that one. That's gate. I didn't even notice it was gatekeeping.
Oh, that group
I'm in
gets
that group.
so toxic.
Oh,
That,
I'm in that.
oh, Lord have mercy.
They
Don't
come at
be
Frankie like
not black and they're trying to say something because
they come
it's.
all the time.
They what?
They come at Frankie like all the time. Frankie will like say something. And they just like go off on her. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, yeah,
Yeah,
these
that's why
guys.
I don't comment in that group anymore. I just love to read through the comments and stuff when they're
Join
going
Geek and
off on
Nerd
people.
Proportions. Shout out to Bobby. Our
I think
group,
you invited me to that. I think I'm a part of that one now.
that's a good group. That we're good. Even though as per our last episode, when I had that fight about One Piece, I'm not One Piece. Ugh. Death Note,
Yeah.
that was one of the people in that group. But everyone was on my likes, and even I like the main moderator, the main guy that got it, Bob. Even he, but he, what he did, he actually did something smart. He brought us all on an episode so that we
Oh.
can hash it out. Like that's the type of person. So that's definitely not in that group. Definitely not.
Yeah. So, Ivan, what was your gatekeeping? What did you gatekeep over?
Well, besides Jake, I besides off topic, besides me gatekeeping J. Cole, I was gatekeeping at certain animes. What anime was I gatekeeping? Like when they started driving in later, I think like Naruto was one of the first ones that I started gatekeeping because like I was like, oh, now everyone wants to wear it. Like I remember back in the day when people were weird for wearing the headbands and like and all this stuff. And then like I guess like it really dove into like modern culture. And then like Michael B. Jordan came out and said, "Yeah, I like Naruto," and everyone was like,
Oh,
"Yo,
motherfucker! I gatekeep that
he's
motherfucker. I just
you oh, hate Michael B. Jordan.
I fucking did geek. No, I can't. I can't gatekeep him, but fuck him. No, you know what? I can't even say that because I just hate that he likes what I like. He had the nerve to wear it. I'm sorry. This is
so you gatekeep Michael B. Jordan to yourself.
Fuck Michael B. Jordan. How dare you wear Vegeta in Black Panther, even though that was kind of cool. Fuck you.
Yeah. And then, like, after a while, like, I found it annoying because then one of my friends was gatekeeping animes from me. Like, yo, anime's like, nah, bro, you're not even on this. I'm like, bro, just tell me. You're on Kiss Anime right now. Just tell me what it is. Bro, nah, I can't, bro. You just gotta. I'm like, bro, this is not a drug, bro. Just tell me what it is. like,
you don't want no parts of this, man. It'll ruin your life.
Dude, sounds like he's selling high-end coke. Just tell me what anime this is.
Nah, you're not ready for this.
Oh God!
You know what? I did do it to a point where when I knew the person wasn't ready for that heavy of a story, maybe I'd be like, wait, try something lighter. Different. I think that's not even gatekeeping, because gatekeeping is you keep someone away from it.
That's genuinely protecting someone's well-being.
That's exactly that's what it would be. I'd be like, oh, should I? I'd be like, no, and I wouldn't say no as in I don't want you. I said you're not ready for this yet, so I would guide them on a path. But you're gonna get there. But not yet. But that's not gatekeeping, because that's not blocking. That's guiding your path.
Yeah. So the only time I gatekept, and I never said it to the person, it was just more of a mental thing that I would voice to other people, but I never like went after anyone specifically, was because obviously, like back in high school and middle school, it was not acceptable, socially acceptable to be in the anime. So I like anime, video games, especially me being a girl, like it was very, very hard for me to be able to voice that I was into like RuneScape and into Pokemon and into anime and all these other things. And when I got to college and I was like, I don't give a fuck anymore, and became more vocal about it, I'm like, okay, all right, didn't care. And then anime started becoming mainstream. And then it was the same people that were making fun of me, like that were making fun of other people for being into anime in high school, like the kids who, and I mean, some of the kids in high school, they were doing a lot, like the headbands and the Naruto running through. And the signs and
Billy, be easy, homie. I'm with you, but chill.
Yeah, like I support you from a distance. And then it was the same people who were making fun of those like kids in high school that we're starting to talk about anime, and it would piss me off so much. I was like, no, you don't deserve this. You made fun of people for this. You used to talk about how stupid it was and how geekish and dorkish and lame all of this stuff was. And it made me angry for a very long time that like anime was becoming mainstream and now all the cool kids were getting into it. I'm over it now because I'm just like, okay, all right, our community's bigger. We don't have to worry about people getting bullied for it anymore, which at the end of the day is what matters, is people can finally like appreciate and be as geeky as they want to about anime without, or anything, anime, Star Wars, video game, yada, 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 without people like trying to destroy them. But it took me, I want to say it took me probably like a year to get over and stop like wanting to gatekeep everyone from
You know why though? They were in the closet. They were closeted anime fans. I guarantee you a lot of those people were in the closet about it. And because it was always so socially thing, nobody wanted to come out and say it. I promise you some of those people had probably the biggest anime collection in their homes.
Probably, yeah.
No doubt.
Most of them, I would say like that. There was one person on my Facebook page. I screenshotted it. I have to find it. If I can, I'll try to upload it, even though we haven't uploaded anything on the page in forever. And I'll like blur out their name and their picture. But they had said like, yo, I'd never watched anime until Demon Slayer and stuff. And I used to think this stuff was so lame. I never wanted to watch it, yada, yada, yada. And I feel horrible about it. I was like, wow, look at this growth. Look at this growth.
She's like, look at this character development.
Yes, amazing character development. Top
villain,
10.
Villain joined the crew.
Yeah, so that's where my gatekeep. To me, it was justified because I was more concerned about, wow, you're trying to join the community that you bullied. There's no telling the mental effects it had on those kids in high school of you just completely destroying them and beating them up and all of this because they were into something that now you appreciate. And it's kind of like, it was to me, it wasn't fair that they now get to enjoy something that people were trying to enjoy that they were just like shitting on. But like I said, I'm over it. I'm over it now. Because at the end of the day, anime is cool, and there's just, you can buy anime anything anywhere now, which is my biggest thing. I'm very happy.
I truly believe those guys, they were part of it. Because remember, we all watch the same things. And to not, all these shows existed around the same time. You're not telling me that you, those same people weren't watching the same things we were. Because that, especially like anime early on, anime was everywhere. Like, I never even, I think maybe it might be a generational thing. But in my generation, like, all of us was watching Dragon Ball Z. So I think that's why I never had to gatekeep, because we were all a part of it. Like, the coolest guy, you watch, go, And I think, I mean, they always, you see the meme where it's like black guys, gangsters, and nerds, and they have their hands united. And it's like anime and Dragon Ball Z. So I never was part of a community where they were making fun of people that liked anime. Like, again, from the coolest person to the thing, and even the girls, watch, go, huh? Justice for, like, we were all in the same thing, watching the same shows. So I never felt, I think that's what it is. I never grew up with the divide. That's why in terms of gatekeeping, all my peoples was watching it. My cousins, like, and my friends, we all talked about it. And we all knew about it. And I'm not even saying, like, I hung with any clique. We'd be at, when I played football, we'd be talking about Goku and during practice and shit. You saw, he hit the new form. That shit was fire. Like, we was all talking about it. And it didn't matter what hierarchy of school you, in high school you were. Aww. Or anyway, so I never knew there was, even, I mean, that's what used to unite us with the goth kids, because those still existed. But it's funny, the goths used to actually gatekeep, which was stupid, because it's like, no, motherfucker, we're in this too. So those actually was as close, like, the goth kids would actually gatekeep a little. It's like, no, we're there too. Well, you can relax. And then after a while, they let us in, and then we all chilling.
Yeah. And one thing I don't understand now about the gatekeeping, it's like, there was like a time stamp on when you had to be in something. About Star Wars is a perfect example of that, about how, like, older Star Wars fans are pissed off that, like, there's new Star Wars fans. And like you have the people who watch the original trilogy, and then the people who watch the prequels, and then the people who started with the latest trilogy that just came out. And each section is pissed off at the next one for joining in. But it's just like the timestamp on when you're allowed to, allowed to get into something, which I don't understand, because it's like, in order to be let into the gate, if we all had to start in like 2005, that was like the last time you were allowed in, which was peak anime. Well, I feel like we're hitting another peak now, which is why there's a lot more people joining, and gatekeeping is back through the roof again, though. But it's like, at what point do you are people allowed to watch things? One Piece, I feel like they can stay in their gate. Honestly,
<That's> shit. They didn't even do nothing. Yo, I did not condone this. I'm not even. You caught a stray, Ivan. I'm so sorry for this.
I had to, Ivan. I had to. You're back, so.
You know what's funny? Like, me, I don't gatekeep. I'm on the other side. Like, yo, I wouldn't go in there if I were you. I'm not behind the gates. I'm like, I'm on the outside of the gate. Like, look, I'm the guy yelling at the gate. Like, yo,
keep the doors closed. Close the door.
don't
open them.
Awesome.
And anyone to come in, I'm like, wait. You want to go in there? You sure?
You might not come back out.
You're going to be there for a while, so
It is worth it.
He does. He's the edge. He's trying to open the gate. I'm holding it on like, nah, son, stay in there.
They're the one gatekeepers that they're doing the reverse. They're trying to drag people open the in. Gate. They're trying to force people from the outside.
You guys stay in there till your show is over.
I'm not gonna lie, we are worse than Jehovah's Witnesses. We will come at
you. Yes.
You guys.
Have you heard about our Lord and Savior Luffy?
Luffy, Monkey D. Luffy. Monkey, the Garp, and the Ace. Monkey, Garp, Ace.
Yeah, you gotta pray between in the name of Luffy, the Dragon, Garp, and the Ace. We pray, Amen.
And see, the Pirate King still is not anywhere in there, which it doesn't make sense to be.
There's no Pirate King right now.
See? Nobody cares. We're outside the gate.
How is there not a Pirate King right now when the whole show was about searching for the One Piece and becoming Pirate King?
It is.
But you're telling me this far in, there is still not a, there's the Pirate King isn't relevant?
We're 22 years later.
For the One Piece until after time skip.
24 years later.
Sounds right. Like
stay in your gate.
Yes, yeah, stay in your gate. Stay Stop trying to gate. Drag people in your gate. Let this be the one thing people gatekeep. Okay. Honestly, if One Piece fans gatekeep, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, like we encourage One Piece gatekeep. We here at Shut the Fuck Up Animes On fully encourage One Piece gatekeeping.
Honestly, keep if you guys tried to keep people from watching it, you might have more fans. Because it's like the forbidden fruit. Like, ooh, why don't you want me to watch it? No, I'm not going to watch it. Like, oh, you should watch it. You should watch it. You have to watch it. You guys, it's like a crack trying, a crackhead trying to share their supply. They
catch on after like 10 episodes. Like, I think I've been tricked.
We have the biggest fan base between us and JoJo.
Okay.
Proven fact.
They might, actually. They have a pretty big.
Okay, Ivan. If you say so. Understand. I mean, okay.
Amusement park.
So then gatekeep. You don't want to let anyone else in.
Yeah, protect your precious One Piece.
Lock it. Nobody wants. I will do my part and be outside like, no, they're full. They have enough.
Yeah. Be like, wow, they told me I couldn't come in, so
I didn't want to go.
I gotta respect the fan base, you know? Yeah. Like,
don't worry.
Have some dignity.
I'll gatekeep for you, but I'll on the outside.
I feel like this whole podcast has been us gatekeeping.
You stop. Welcome back, Ivan.
I feel like I'm being treated like a hooker.
Well, welcome you're wearing back. The shirt, so.
Shut up.
Ivan has is advertising a strip club. Popular strip club in South Florida. So.
Yeah, a chain.
It's a chain. It's called Cheetah, guys.
Cheetah, so. Gentlemen, Pompano.
Yes, and Pompano of all places. Oh God. Okay. All right. Back to real gatekeeping. we got so off topic. What was I about to say? Oh Lord, I'm having a brain fart.
Well, you're talking about like the different eras of gatekeeping.
Yeah. So.
I'll tag
Dragon,
you.
Okay. All right.
So I wanted to elaborate with what Alex said earlier, like the whole different groups. I didn't realize gatekeeping was a thing until middle school, right? The reason why I say it, and Alex brought up a valid point, I grew up around a lot of Latinos and a lot of Black people. A lot of Latinos and Black people love anime, even though we didn't know it was anime. We just thought it was really well-drawn, cool cartoons.
Yeah.
So we grew up on Knights of the Zodiac, Dragon Ball Z. I went to summer camp. And during the summer camp, this was during the Frieza saga, and I was a kid. So like, this was like fresh Toonami. Like Toonami just like came out. So every time, like around 4 or 5 o'clock, we would get behind that TV in the one room and we'd wait for Dragon Ball Z episodes. It wasn't until middle school where I transitioned to a more Mountain of Caucasus school. I realized, wow, I'm being made fun of for liking anime. So fuck everyone else that's going to like anime when they're older. Fuck all of you. So that's how I got to it.
Oh, sorry. I thought you froze or something. I'm zoning off.
I'm like looking at her with her hair. I'm like, what is she doing?
And I'm staring at myself in the, I'm admiring my hair right now. Okay. Yeah, so I didn't, in my school, I don't know what it might have been because I was in a small town. It was like a very small country racist town. Shout out to Wiki Wachee in Spring Hill.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, oh, in Florida.
Yeah. Okay. It might have been, I don't know if that had to do with it, but there was definitely, it was just, I didn't get to experience that whole, everyone was into it. I just kind of had to keep it a secret. The only time I could geek out about it was when my brother would come down during the summers because he would get into it. He lived in Chicago. So I feel like up there, since it's more of like, it's not such a small town, it's a major city, there's a lot more Black people, you're bound to find more people to share like that common ground with you, so it's not much of an issue. But small town, small mind. And oh well, Alex, you didn't have social media either. I was about to say, we didn't have social media like we did today, where everyone could talk about it and realize
Yeah,
it was cool.
that's a very big thing. Like, you knew because you spoke to somebody that loved anime. That was like, I'm sounding old, but fuck it. I mean, 2005, so I was graduating high school. So I had this whole area before that. The closest I would be is if I went on like a website, talk about the different shows, and there would be a message board. Or maybe there was actually AOL groups. I don't know if you remember that. So there would be AOL groups that you would join and where people would talk about. So you're still among like-minded people anyway. Funny enough, like even with mine, you may not remember this, but there was something called Battlers, and I hate to have to bring this up in
No,
I have to bring this up in front of you, but Pokemon.
no.
So AOL had a thing called Pokemon Battlers, where it was like a chat. So Mark Ivan knows. So it was like a chat program, and it would load up, and basically you would pick Pokemon, and you would have Pokemon battles, but it would be like it would play out as text. And so I was so that's how that was actually my first foray into the quote anime community, or just in that world of groups where you would go online, like into these chats. You would say, "Yo, who wants to have a battle?" And they'd say, "I do." And then you would say, "Light." I never had the actual program. I would say it would load up the battler. You would load it up. You would pick your people, and you would have to type in the name of the attack. Like, they'll show your Pokemon, they'll show the level, and they'll show the attacks. And I remember, I used to type in it, and we would have Pokemon battles, and so those and that's early on. So you was around like-minded folks. There was those websites where there would be like a Digimon website. Yes. There would be a Dragon, of course, Dragon Ball Z. If you're looking up artwork,
Probably
every
Sailor Moon from back then
Sailor Moon.
too.
So there was, so again, you was a mount. That was as close as you got to know. But again, you didn't know what people look like, and you're on the internet. Someone unlocked the phone, you're off, you fucked up. So it was very limited. But I'll tell you, like in my school, in junior high and high school, because elementary, not so much. Even though we did watch, we wasn't that gung ho. It didn't really happen until middle school. Everybody was looking up anime for Google or anime images. Dragon Ball Z is pretty, I'm pretty sure. If someone looked up image searches other than porn, Dragon Ball Z is the number one image search you would find in all of those old school, that today the art you see today has existed for 20, 30 something years. And so, and that's how
That
we used to
Super Saiyan 4
Super
or
Saiyan
something?
5. They would, oh, just
Like the
artwork.
fan art that
Yeah,
like
one of the first things I had on my iMac, the first iMac, and I'm talking the ones with the colors
I was about to
on
say the colorful ones.
the colorful fruity joints. Yes, I had one, I had it. Was I just had a folder of just Dragon Ball Z wallpaper, and all my backgrounds was always Dragon Ball Z. The one where they have them all is the Super Saiyan. So, and we would always, oh, yo, you saw this one? Yeah. And so again, there was no gatekeeping. So that even that term cannot have existed until the last 10 years.
I'd say, yeah, within the 10 years is when it really, like I said, social media. When social media became a bigger thing, I feel like is when gatekeeping just took off and skyrocketed. Because what was the first thing you guys remember? What was your first thing you remembered, like you're realizing what gatekeeping was?
Oh boy, that's tough. Again, Dragon Ball Z, I don't think so, because again, everybody and their mama was in on it. Sailor Moon, no, those were the OGs, so a lot of people were in on it. It has to be the when the big three came out.
Yeah, I have
I
to say.
think it has to be the big three, which was weird, but yeah, I think it had to have been the big three where you'll say, oh, you can't watch this. Oh no, you didn't watch this if you didn't watch so and so before that. And
Yeah, no.
they would bring up Sailor Moon and Joe, like, you never watched that, then why you watch Yu Yu Hakusho? Inuyasha, even like all of those, I think. But the big three would start it, because it would go, if you only watch those three shows and you never watch anything, people would be like, oh, well, this is all you watch, you shouldn't know. Then you're not a real fan, because all you watch is Naruto. Ugh. You're not an anime fan, you just like that. But, and I would always say, well, why are you doing that? This is their gateway. That's the whole point of the gateway, to get them in. And when they're in, then they can see. It's like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Come with me,
Me
and
and
you'll
you'll
see
see.
in a world of pure imagination. Like, you want to be Willy Wonka in this situation. Don't lock the doors like the mean dude with the hat. I forgot whatever, I forgot his name, but no, you want people to see the creation, this amazing world. They'll see some fucked up shit, but that is up to them to learn about. All right, like that's why I never, like. So I was, like I said before, I was never the one to hope it. No, I want you to see this amazing world. There's some great stuff out there. But it was the advent of, if you only watch Bleach, if you only watch Naruto, you watch One Piece, if you, and people that say, oh, well, you watch that only because it's on Cartoon Network, or, oh, you're not a real fan, you watch Naruto, oh, you're a weeb, you're, that's the term, weeb.
Weeb, yes.
Yeah, so it's like,
we are weebs and we are proud.
Yeah. Like, no, you're not really, like, what makes a serious anime fan? Do you watch anime? Yes. All right, you're a fan.
All right, yeah, no matter niche, what, even if it's just Avatar The Last Airbender, it's you like anime if that's all you've seen. My first realizing and seeing what gatekeeping was when Attack on Titan came out. That was when I really saw like people gatekeeping for the first time, because like I said, social media was more relevant, and everyone fell in love with Attack on Titan. I feel like that really started it becoming more mainstream. So even the when people were really able to see like just how dark and serious anime was able to be, so you had the people who were now jumping on the bandwagon, and the OG anime people who had already been watching it and stuff, seeing all these new people coming about and getting upset and being like, oh no, like you've only seen Attack on Titan, like no, that doesn't count, that doesn't count. Have you seen this? Like no, this doesn't count. And then a huge wave came when season 2 came out, because it had been years.
Yeah.
And there was so much hype going about it that people who had never heard of Attack on Titan yet started trying to watch it, and like, oh well, you weren't there, you didn't wait 3 years like we did for the next season, like no, you can't watch this. That was when I first saw the term gatekeeping on Facebook, and was it Instagram? Not Instagram, Facebook. People were like, yeah, you're it's like, oh, stop being a gatekeeper, bro. And I'm like, what is gatekeep? I had to use Urban Dictionary to figure out what it meant.
See, I would always use the term, you haven't earned that, but I never said it as to stop you. I would just like, no, you got to do your homework. I'd be like, let's start here. So I don't know, maybe that's gatekeeping. Maybe I would say, like, watch this first.
No, that's not.
No, because you're still encouraging people to come in through the gate, just come in. The like, right way.
So that you don't, like, you get a full, my thing is, I want you to get the full experience of what, like, with me, I think my thing, you say Attack on Titan, I would say Death Note.
Okay.
Really? I think Death Note was really that, not in terms of Death Note was big. Remember, I forgot how big. I saw a lot of people getting into anime because of Death Note. So I think I always thought that was, for my generation, I think that was what it was. Like, but I was not, again, here's the thing about the gatekeepers, which is sad. These are the same people that used to get made fun of watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So now they feel like and this was where they would escape to. So I think it's an insecurity thing. And most of the people that thing, I mean, you can literally draw what they look like. Glasses, fat, pimple, like very incel.
The shirts, the button-down shirts with the dragons. Incel,
yes, like can't get within 10 feet of a girl. But I don't want to stereotype, but usually that's what it is. Like anger issues.
Yeah.
No deodorant.
I've never met female gatekeepers. You would know. Are there female gatekeepers?
Not really.
As a female,
yeah.
I will say we gatekeep in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've even done it. I've done it more so. Actually, I've done it a little more recently than I care to admit. Before I met my boyfriend now, and I was dating guys and stuff, and they saw I was into anime, and they would try to pretend like they were into anime.
So the insincerity, that's not even gatekeeping. Yeah,
and it'd be more of like them dropping little things here and there. And I'm like I was that girl who a guy was trying to impress me with anime, and like, oh yeah, I watched Dragon Ball Z. And I was like, no, like you're not an anime fan. That doesn't count. Like, pipe down. We do that type, but that's more so because you men are just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more of like putting you in your place. It's still a form of gatekeeping, but it's more so of like those guys deserved it.
I think that's more of you reading the insincerity of the person. Because again, if you bring up I watch anime, you can tell when someone really watches anime.
But is that gatekeeping if you try to call them out on it? If they're trying to use it as a
no, because
form to seem like they're better, like they're cool because they've seen like one anime.
No, because they're being insincere. You know what they want, and they're just doing that. They're not a true fan. Like when we first spoke and we talked about anime, we went right into it.
Yeah.
We opened up and we both knew, oh, we know what the hell we're talking about.
Well, you were doing it to test me.
That was true.
Yeah,
no. I did. Because I did do it. I did because Tom was like, "Yo, she." I was like, "And now see, now like, what? Okay, maybe I will
see. Maybe I was." See, that's a form of that was a form of, but you were doing it with to make sure I would be a good fit. But that was a form of gatekeeping, is you quizzing me and talking about things and asking me things and trying to see how much I knew and making sure I was a true fan. Yeah. It's a form of gatekeeping.
Okay, so I did gatekeep. With a purpose, though.
With that a purpose, though.
I gatekeep because I was going to let you in. Once, only because of the level.
To let
of
what, me in the gate.
You know what it is?
Keeping the gate to make sure I was allowed to come in.
Here's what it is. You know what it was? It wasn't a gatekeeping because it was more that, okay, you claim to know what you're talking about. But in terms of the level of I expect, in terms of like having someone to deal with anime, I expect them to be at a certain level. Because if you were a beginner, I'd be like, okay, then why? I would not keep it from you. But the level of which, like, I'm not.
But you were keeping the gate for future anime podcasts. Gatekeeping comes in all shapes and forms. So you were keeping the gate for podcasting.
There you go. I was a podcast anime gatekeeper where it was. it wasn't out of like, because then if you didn't, I would have said, all right, well, you should check this out. Like, I would help. But it was more of you claim, but you know, from what I heard, all right, this person knows their shit. Me, that means, and as you've learned from me through this past year, almost 2 years now, when I know my shit. So if someone's going to come and talk to me on my level about stuff, you got to know your shit. I'm not judging you, but all right, so you're not at my level, but you're at a level. But I would never do it as, oh, no, you shouldn't, or you're a fake. I was just like, all right, are you at my level? Because I am a know-it-all, and I'm not even bragging. It's just a fact.
Wait, so another form of gate, because gatekeeping did happen at MegaCon when Ivan came to be, and you guys wanted to make sure it was good and all that to officially be inducted into second rounds. Yeah. So you guys were keeping the gate, making sure he was good before he could officially.
Yeah.
Well, we were all making sure you were.
Yeah, that's,
when
yeah,
I
that's
first just, brought you on just, like, and said, hey, come on. That was me. I was being a gatekeeper, wanted to see if you actually knew your thing. Everyone like do to make sure like you were a good fit. Yeah. And Tommy, and you, the second round does it when they bring people on.
Yeah, like, that's that's more of like this job interview. That's just a job interview, I would say. Checking your qualifications. That's more of like, all right.
And if my qualifications hadn't been met, you would have kept me from entering the gate.
Yeah. But no, because I wouldn't say that. I don't think, no. You know why? Gatekeeping means I have this that I like, and I'm not letting you into my space. Me, I'm not, you're in my space because you watched, so you knew enough, like you had to put, mine was more of, you're welcome in my space, but I'm going to help you. But no, when, especially when you come, and I think that's the difference when you test, like when people gatekeep, if someone's going to brag about knowing shit, come correct. And I think that might blur the line between gatekeeping and testing.
The line does get blurred.
Yeah. And I think that's what it is. Gatekeeping says, I'm not letting you in. Even if you know a little bit, fuck you. I don't want you in my space. You don't know shit. That other thing is, you talk big game. So now let's test that. Because you're already in my space. So if you're going to talk a big game, let's test that. I'm not going to stop you one way or another.
But see, I count that as gatekeep. What you guys did, I don't consider really gatekeep. I'm just like being like technical with it now. Because I've had instances where Ivan has seen me on that toxic Facebook page fighting for my life. I'm a girl. I haven't done it in years. Like, I do not comment on
I saw anymore. Like one time you, and I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. But where I'll say something, and it does tend to be a lot of the times men gatekeeping women.
Oh,
yeah. Really bad. Really, really bad. I won't break it down even more but men gatekeeping women, and I'll experience it more so like, say, hey, like, I'm into this, like when I was dating and guys were like, oh, I'm an anime, they would start quizzing me on things and all of that to test my knowledge to see if I was a true fan, and I consider that still a form of gatekeeping. Like, yeah, you may let me through the gate once you realize I know stuff, but you're still at the gate, like trying to keep it to allow to see who's allowed to come in, who's worthy of coming in.
So then,
I consider that gatekeeping.
You know what? I may gatekeep a lot then. I always say I really know.
But you don't
shit.
Do it in a toxic way.
Yeah, I just I want you to talk with me on this level. And I think that's what it is. I'm not dismissing you. I was just like, oh my God, I feel, I'm again, I'm really wish I was bragging. Like, I wish this wasn't, I really do know a lot of shit.
No,
So I'm
Alex
like,
is a walking encyclopedia of everything
and
in the
so I
entire
spend
world.
so long looking, I always call it the chosen one. It was like, all right, please know as much as me so that we can talk on the same level. Cause I'm really, I know a lot, and it gets annoying if someone doesn't know as much as me. And I'm really not trying to brag about it, but I'm trying to be as humble as I can. But so when I wouldn't, whether you were male or female, I'd do it with everybody.
Yeah.
Like I've yet to find my video game equal. Almost there, maybe one day. But I got some things I just gotta let go. Maybe Ivan, we'll see. I'll gatekeep the shit out of you later. we'll see. But that's what it is. So because I know a lot, it's a lonely path. I'm not, again, I'm trying not to sound braggadocious. So I would do that with anybody, but I'm not doing it to say, well, fuck you, you don't know. I'm doing it as join me. I'm trained. Like that's what you always bring up. I'm the sensei. I'm like, yes, because yeah. I want you to be as powerful as me. I want everyone to be as powerful as me in terms of knowing things. And this shit I don't know, but when people try to gatekeep, I'm like, well, I'll just learn it myself.
Like, I'll never forget. I think there's been maybe 3 times now where we've put you onto something you didn't know. Like, you didn't know that the creator of Sailor Moon and Yu Yu Hakusho were married.
Yeah, I didn't know
that. I'll never forget that moment. You didn't know that Trigun continued in the manga.
Yeah.
Nope, I'll never forget that. And there was something else that you had no idea about. I can't believe I don't remember it.
But here's the jokey thing, and that's what I always say, like, in terms of when people get in things. Guess what? The smartest person in the room always is the person that knows they're not the smartest person in the room.
Exactly.
So by you telling me these things, guess what? Now I know these things.
Yeah.
So that is strength. That's anytime. So when people try to hold them, and that's what scare a lot of these people is that they don't want to tell nobody because they're afraid they lose power or something. All right, now, because now if you let someone in their bubble and they do it better than you or they know as much as you, you don't, again, it's a power thing and it's insecurity thing. Now they're on your level.
Yeah, I love it when I get introduced to new stuff, when you recommend things. Like the Digimon Banzai time we did, where it was me just saying, I know nothing about Digimon, just teach me everything. So I wish more people had that mindset versus you gatekeepers. Alex is a gatekeeper. He admitted he's a gatekeeper now. I love that.
I'm the king of the kingdom. So I'm not really that. Just join me.
Alex. Yeah. He's like Ryu from Street Fighter. He just wants a challenge.
Yes.
I don't want to belittle you. I want you to challenge me.
Yes.
Feel match my power.
Yo, that's I really wish, because and if I have a weakness, good. But guess what? You learn from that. And that's why I think people are afraid of that. That's why the gatekeepers exist so hard, because they know. Again, Meg Thee Stallion dressed up as Sailor Moon over the weekend.
I saw that. Yeah,
she's a very big anime fan. But again, I know she's not. Yeah, she. Why wouldn't she be? Why wouldn't a lot of these guys not be? Like a lot of these rappers, like you mentioned, Ivan, that are big into anime. We all watched the same shit. We was all around this. Most people think when they watch something or they watch, it was only for them. No, it fucking wasn't. Because these things wouldn't be as popular as they are if it was only just for you.
I want to add on to that, because like I remember when we were kids, Alex, that when Burger King had the golden Dragon Ball Z card, and like it was big, bro.
I would like to say I remember that as well. So, but continue.
Because she always says that I don't remember your guys' time. It's not that blah.
No, well, just because Ivan, what, you're 30?
He's age keeping. He's age
gatekeeping. Yeah, you're age keeping right now. You're gatekeeping age. How does that feel? How do you feel?
I feel, you know what? It's great to be back. That's what it feels like. Gang up on Ivan. What's the new on this episode? No, but like even then, like it's true though, because when these like fast food places were doing it, when you know, it was on every single major network that was like for kids. Fox Kids, WB, Cartoon Network, obviously. Then, you know, Nickelodeon did his own variation. You know, all these platforms had anime on it. Whether you wanted to call it anime or not, it was there, like, in your face, you know?
Yeah, like the kids who loved Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
Like, and didn't realize, what it was until they got older. It's like, no, yeah, you've been in the anime from the jump.
Well, even that whole thing, that whole platform, they don't want to admit it, but thank God, like, thankfully, the only reason you're into these cards is because the anime was popular. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. If it wasn't for that anime, Yu-Gi-Oh! Wouldn't have been as big as it was here.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You know, that we they have to get past that. No, because I the only reason I say it is that I know people feel in the community like, I don't even like the anime. I never understood the anime. I'm like, listen, the
Start
only
naming
reason that
shows.
yeah, and I was like, the only reason you have this many generation of cards is because that anime
I'm
existed.
like, did you watch Voltron? Yeah, that was anime, dude.
Yeah, like there's people that are obsessed with Voltron and don't know that is an anime. Or like when
Exactly.
people that what is another one? Voltron. What's the one with the is that
Mega
Voltron?
Man was an anime. That was an
The
anime. Yeah.
final Mega Man. Oh my God, you brought me back. You brought me way back. I'm sorry, I got
Was
excited.
at one point 80% of Kids WB was anime.
Exactly. So like a lot of it
Same
was
with
anime.
Fox Kids.
It just took over, bro.
Because
And then like
it was
Fox.
cheaper than paying American cartoons to be made. They just used to just, all right, just bring them, just take that, put some terrible voice acting, and put it on their show. So again, a lot of these things, people watching. That's why I always say a
Teen
lot of those
Titans.
Teen Titans anime inspired. I don't think it was actual.
Inspired.
Well,
Well,
I mean, it's,
yeah.
I consider it anime in a way. I think just because of the intro,
The song, they know.
honestly.
Oh, yo, heavily.
And
What
yeah.
did we? We got the Hi Hi Puffy Yami Yumi show right after.
Oh my God, I loved that show. Hi, Puffy, Yami, Yumi.
But
Yeah.
and now imagine that all these guys on Cartoon Network, like anime and stuff, imagine these people got gatekeepers, like, or Japan was actually gatekeeping them.
Oh my God.
Imagine that, and that's one thing. That's what doesn't make sense because Japan don't gatekeep. Japan, let's say, like, yo, you want to do again? They have a big black animated animation studio run by a black guy in Japan.
Is that the Black Sands one?
No,
Is that the one who
that's
created
something.
Cannon Busters?
Cannon Busters, yeah, that's
Yeah.
I forgot, but he worked on a lot of other stuff, but even before he got his full studio. Why? Because they're never, but they're about creatives. And again, a lot of these shows, Cartoon Network, Amazing World of Gumball, all those Cartoon Network shows are inspired by anime. You
Yeah.
say all of them. Well, the
Adventure
all
Time,
Adventure
definitely.
Time, freaking
Steve
Steven Universe,
Universe.
all of that shit is. And now, so imagine people was a gatekeep them. You wouldn't have as much of these creative platform outlets for people to do shit. That's why, again, when these insecure motherfuckers, like, that's why the cult concept is so weird. Like, why? What's wrong with you? Wouldn't you want more people to talk about this so you can have something to talk about? But it comes from insecurity because now this was your little niche and this is where you hid to escape. And now, again, which is ironic, this, maybe that same bully that used to think, well, I'm better than you because now I have anime to escape to, but now they're in it with you. And I think that
It's
scares
hard
them.
to overcome that,
Yeah, because now
honestly.
the same person that made, like you said, the same person that made fun of you, that's why I think why you did it maybe to protect that is now they're in the same anime cons that you go to. So where you thought you could escape, which is kind of fucked up when you think about it, now that same person's at the con.
They're in your safe
They're
zone.
in your, and I think that's where a lot of gatekeeping comes from. I'm yeah.
Yeah, which is why I'm a, like, I understand everyone going through their initial gatekeeping period, if especially if they were bullied for it. I'm okay, like, okay, you get a little amount of time, you get a short amount of time to feel some type of way and be upset that you have someone now in your safe zone.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not just your safe zone, it's a safe zone that thousands, millions of people have always been a part of that you're aware of. So you, now you have someone else coming to your safe zone. So it's like, yes, they may have been wrong, but at the end of the day, this is still a safe zone now. Like, I remember when I started going to conventions and stuff, and I realized what it was, which is why I would say, Ivan, I was telling you when you went to MegaCon, I was like, you're gonna love it. This is like, I still consider it a safe zone
Oh
because
yeah.
even though I'm very vocal, and we're all very vocal about like how much of a weeb and an otaku we are now, it's still a safe zone to where I know no matter what, everything's gonna be okay here. I don't have to worry about anything, and it's an escape. And I remember telling Ivan, like, once you get there, you'll understand. And then as soon as you got there and you experienced it, you were like, yes, like I'm surrounded with people. I don't have to worry about anything. Yada, yada, yada. But now, honestly, cons are starting to have some gatekeepers in there.
Because it's flipped. Because those same people, like I said, that got bullied and stuff, they're now the ones.
So con culture is starting to get a little toxic. And it's like, you guys, we all came here because we were trying to avoid it. You can't now sit here and do the same who were people who are trying to have a safe zone. Because you still have those kids who, they were the ones who were making fun of people. And now they want to escape to the safe zone so they can fully be themselves without being made fun of. And now you're doing that to them. Mm-hmm. So
that was the whole thing I'm afraid of. Because that's like when I was like, I don't want to dress up. And I told him, like, I don't want to dress up. Like, I'm not skinny enough for this and that. And they're like, Ivan, don't. This is a safe zone. Then, like, I go on social media, and I'm like, damn, bro, people gatekeeping cosplay. And I actually, fun fact, in that group, I told them, like, yo, this is a – and I after I experienced MegaCon, I was like – I think they said, oh, this person is too dark to be this person. I'm like, bro, this is a cosplay, bro. That's the whole reason for cosplay, self-expression.
Don't even get me started on cosplay gatekeepers. Oh,
like,
my.
Are you Japanese? No, well, then shut the fuck up.
Thank you. I was like, are you Japanese? No, then why, you know?
I took a little brief time, well, a short period, a short amount of time of where I had stopped cosplaying because I was getting pissed off at the people who were like, oh, well, why don't you cosplay as someone black? Why don't you cosplay as a girl? Because everyone knows majority of my cosplays are white men or Japanese men. That I do a gender bender version of it. And I would post them up and people would be like, oh, well, you don't look like them. You're black. You should cosplay as something black. And honestly, cosplaying as someone black in the anime world
would be Brock. You got Yoruichi, which I don't mind. Miracle My Hero. That's really the three.
You got three people. Three. And Piccolo.
And even that's, exactly.
And I was, the backlash was really hard on me because of the reason I started cosplaying, because I had really bad self-confidence issues. And I'm like, oh, I get to pretend to be someone else for the day. Yeah. And people were like, oh, well, this. And I was like, fuck this. I'm not doing it anymore. And then you know what? And then a couple years ago, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. And cosplaying has been more socially accepted and people have piped down a little bit. They've piped down a little bit because I still get little comments here and there of like, oh, well, why don't you cosplay as someone black? And I'm like, which three characters do you want me to do?
Or the girl from my Hunter Hunter.
Yeah. And that one's done so much. I don't like doing cosplays that are popular. So it's, oh my God. The cosplaying gatekeepers are, like I said, they came from Make the Stallion.
Yeah.
Because she cosplayed as Todoroki.
Todoroki, that was the first big
and
one.
People were like, oh, well, she's just doing this to gain clout. No.
Why? She doesn't have to.
She already has all the clout.
She's one of the big, do you think, my shit with Michael B. Jordan, that's one thing. That just was the icing on the cherry on top. But I fully understand that he's a Naruto, even though when he said it,
he can't even pronounce
it. And he was trying to sell merch on it. So fuck him. You know what? No, fuck. Michael B. Jordan should not. No, I'm sorry. But no, my issue with him was that he was trying to, like, you know what? Let me leave Michael B. Jordan alone because that can be a whole other episode by itself.
We can do an episode of Michael B. Jordan if you want.
No, we can.
I'm here for it.
All right. As long as he doesn't stop. He tried to do an anime. Didn't try to do an anime. I think he's bankrolling an anime. I don't know. But fuck him. But he's the only one that I choose to gatekeep against. But other than that, even though I don't doubt that he's an anime fan, because who wasn't? We were all there. I just think some people were more vocal about it and was out in the, like, I'm an anime fan. Some people, like I said, were in the closet. And I think those closeted people made fun of the other people and it created a weird paradigm that, but now those people are coming out and saying, yes, I used to watch all these shows. And I mean, yes, there's some that probably never did do it because, but I think that was based on the culture created to stigmatize those fans. But I'm pretty sure a lot of those people were anime fans that just didn't have someone to talk to about it. And then they saw the people that were bold enough to do it were getting made fun of. They decided, well, I'm going to join and make fun of them too. Meanwhile, you're going home trying to have a whole collection in your house, watching everything, every anime, Gundam, whatever, under the sun.
Right.
But when you're around your friends, you're trying to act cool. Meanwhile, no, you was in on it too.
And the one thing I do, I don't care about it, but in the back of my mind, it does make me wonder when you have people like Michael B. Jordan and Meg Thee Stallion being vocal and showing that they're into anime. And you have other people, like you have the girls who cosplay and they have millions of followers because they're cosplaying these characters. And
I just remembered who got big time. Kim Kardashian. Who did she post up? It was an anime person character too. Fuck, yeah. I gotta look.
But I mean, like, but it makes you what makes me wonder. It was like, and it's a hard time trying not to gatekeep them. And it's kind of like one of those things. I've personally just accepted, like, whatever, do what you want. It doesn't affect me at the end of the day. But the people who are getting into these things, so that way they can gain clout, they can profit off of it. Is it coming from a genuine place, or are you doing it just because you see there's a market for it, yeah, and you're just trying to gain more followers, make money off of this situation, get more attention and things like that? Because I've had people try and sit there and say, I only cosplay because I just want attention and all of that. Like, okay, yeah, attention's nice. Who doesn't like attention? But no, it's because I genuinely enjoy it. And then, like, when Michael B. Jordan came out with his Naruto and Coach line, it was like, are you doing this because people were wondering, are you doing this because of your fan? Or are you doing this because you're trying to profit off of, like, us anime people and you don't really care about it? Meg Thee Stallion, are you doing this just so you can gain more clout? When Kanye posted up a picture on his coffee table, he had the Akira mangas and stuff. Like, are you doing this just to?
Well, see,
people were wondering, yeah, that.
In Kanye's defense,
we're not defending Kanye on here. So, but continue.
In Kanye's defense to the Akira, the harder, better, faster, stronger videos, literally a frame by frame of the Akira movie.
Yeah, but that, people were still wondering, are you doing this because you genuinely? And with Kanye's a true anime fan, but I'm just saying, like, it's another form of gatekeeping. People wondering,
but even
intentions, like the girls who post up like the skimpy half naked cosplay where they're barely in cosplay. Like, are you doing this because you actually like the character? I'm not. I'm just saying people sit there and comment and question, like, what are your intentions behind it? And they want to gatekeep those people. They want to make sure that the people who are in the community are there for the right reasons and their intentions are pure, not because they're trying to take advantage. Which to me, it's kind of like anyone can come in. I don't care. It doesn't affect how I feel at the end of the day, but it's just something too that is just completely overtaken is people wondering people's intentions for, because it's mainstream now.
Yeah. So in response to the Akira thing, Akira was one of the biggest movies, anime or not, back in the day. Yeah. That the damn freaking motorcycle slide scene has been used. Have you ever seen the compilation of everything that's copied that? The Akira slide? Been in everything. It was just in Nope. That was in. So Akira is one of the biggest things, anime or not, outside of everything, which we definitely should talk about that movie one time. If we all, you guys have seen it, right?
Nope.
What?
What? Okay.
I was going to say no, but I was shocked
you said no.
See, now if I was to gatekeep you motherfuckers and be like, what the fuck?
No, there's a lot of staples I have not seen. And especially movies. Movies, I'm really bad at.
But you see, even my reaction, mine is just shock. But I'm not going to say y'all don't deserve it. I'm going to say go watch that shit now.
No, even to me, I'm not even in the gate and I'm surprised Ivan hasn't seen them. Like, yeah, Ivan, like, no.
It wasn't even you, Frankie. I expected you.
I was not expecting that response.
I know. I'm a huge Jordan Peele fan, too, in his movies. It's the only one I haven't seen yet.
No, we're talking about Akira. Have you seen Akira?
Oh, no, I've seen Akira.
Okay,
oh.
See, there you go. So, Frankie, it's only you.
Oh,
like I said, I was expecting me to say be the only one to say no.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Ivan, don't do it.
Okay,
nope,
so just checking. So,
I already admitted it. I have no issue admitting... I'm just now watching Bleach. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just now.
But you see,
watching
but
it.
Now here's the thing. Now when I brought up the King, I just saw what it was. So she had put up, she's inspired by a certain anime. There's an anime called Darling in the Franxx.
That's a good one.
But so she put up 02. That was like her anime inspiration. So I guess she's claimed she's watched anime. But that's another thing where it's like, has she, That's a very obscure anime in terms of for someone to just pick out of nowhere to say that. That's
the but seeing as how she was with Kanye for so long, I wouldn't be surprised because Kanye is an anime fan. So exactly. He might have put her onto some stuff.
Exactly. So, and like she's like, she likes to dress from not. So, like with that, but see, that you can't get. Yeah, she's one of the biggest stars in the world. Okay. Remember when Rihanna was walking around dressed up like the Pokemon gym leader?
Or
the
Pokemon trainer? Oh, yes.
That was like, oh my God. Like, yes, these people could like this stuff. Maybe they weren't vocal about it. Doesn't mean that shit didn't exist, because guess what? We was all, I gotta repeat, we was all watching the same shit. The shit was just not for you or you and you. I know in our bubbles, we seem to think that shit was only just for us. But as you see with social media, one thing about social media, it connects everybody. That's why these groups exist, where everyone could say, or when you see memes of different things about childhood, and it's like, what the fuck? We were all living the same life because we're all connected.
It's funny. I remember like a few years ago, same anime group, I shared like a picture of Billie Eilish wearing a JoJo jacket and her hair was in Jolie Cujo. And this is before the Stone Ocean anime came out, years before. And people are like, oh, bro, she's doing it for clout. And I'm like, how do y'all know? Like, how would y'all
Billie Eilish know? Is someone I definitely have knows that she is growing up watching anime.
Yes, because that was like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's not long.
You know, yeah. And I don't know. Like, what would our message be to gatekeepers right now?
No.
I honestly would say it's okay. Like, I get it, but relax. It's okay. It's gonna happen. Like, same as we talk about, like, in other franchises with Lord of the Rings. Don't even start with those guys.
I was about to say, we haven't even touched on
Star Trek.
Marvel.
Like,
Marvel people gatekeeping hardcore.
And between, you only watch them. Like, all right, but they're in there. Look, again, in the same anime and all other friends, again, but to see, this is my problem. I know all of this shit. So I literally sit, I'm too far in the kingdom to be at the gate worrying about who's coming into the kingdom. I'm worried about who's coming into the through the gate, meeting me at the top so we can be up in this shit. So that's I'm like, yo,
worthy?
Yeah, like, how about you guys step away from the gate and enjoy the fucking kingdom, motherfuckers? That's what I would tell them. Leave the gate alone. If they want to come in, that's cool. Guess what? It's a big ass kingdom. You're all welcome. How about you, instead of y'all focus on what's at the gate, hey, get up here. We're up here chilling. It's a great time up here, guys. Come. Just stay away from the gate. Don't worry about who's coming in. Just get up here. Join, that's what I would tell. Join the party.
Yay. And realize that, I guess my biggest message is to gatekeepers, just because my main experience is with guys trying to gatekeep girls. Girls who aren't ugly, they try to gatekeep more specifically. Because we all know I'm just like drop dead gorgeous. But just because like she's cute.
That's again incel, like very insecure. She's a
pretty girl. Why don't you just appreciate the fact that a girl you find cute is a part of your world?
Yeah, fuck out of here, because then they
just
bring more girls.
Accept it,
and then
just accept
more.
It.
And then that's there's more.
I've been doing that. I accept
But there's there are so many guys who are just like, just because a girl is attractive and stuff, they're like, No. They try to gatekeep. It's like, okay, all right, well, you were like an 8 in my book, and now you've just dropped down to a -3 because you're trying to gatekeep. I'm trying to enjoy things with you. Like, just us girls, we want to find someone who else is into that. So my biggest message is let the pretty girl be a part of your world.
Because then one comes, and then more come, guys. And then guess what? There's more girls in the club. It's not a sausage fest.
I'll tell you this: a lot more pretty girls now in the anime.
They still get geeked. Well, because
people question their intentions. Those same guys who find it impossible that a girl is in the anime and stuff, or pretty girls in the anime are the ones who are mainly gatekeeping, which keeps girls from trying to be vocal about, which is why a lot of girls aren't, because they face so much backlash from guys, because the anime community is toxic.
It is.
Oh, we are so toxic. So just let it be. If Meg Thee Stallion could be, you guys could be pulling Meg Thee Stallion, you know?
Oh, that's why they'd be so
just because you let her in.
again, remember who a lot of these guys are.
Yeah.
I wish I could. I wasn't judging them, but if you go on a lot of those profiles, they all look.
It's not even their picture.
Yeah,
they don't even have pictures up of themselves.
No, but then you go in and then you see them like, they're out in the field with glasses.
That same shirt, from 2002.
I know I'm being fucked up, but it is what it is. It's like, dude, relax.
Yeah, you have to be having great, amazing, hot cosplay sex.
Yes,
and here you are,
because most of those girls probably wouldn't talk to them, and that's so. It's like, well, you're not allowed in my club. Fuck out of here. Relax yourself.
But then when the girl does try to talk to them, and they're like, oh, well, and then they feel the need to ask a thousand questions to make sure you really know your things and if you're worthy. Like, you're asking her, you're asking this. On a scale of 1 to 10, she's a 15 and you're a 2, and you're asking her if she's worthy and quizzing her on it. Like, no, put her on to some stuff. She will love you forever if you put her on to things.
Oh, you haven't watched this? Oh, yo, you gotta see this. This is great. This is what got me. Like, and guess what? That's what a fucking conversation is, guys.
Yeah. And the bonding.
Boom. Oh my.
Bonding can be done on putting each other on the animes.
In anime, we know anime is, which you think is the worst? The which fandom in terms of which show?
Which fandom?
Which show, I guess you would say.
Dragon Ball Z fans are.
I don't think so.
In terms of gatekeeping, I don't
not
think
gatekeeping.
So.
They're toxic, but not for gatekeeping. They're toxic. Because you're
Attack on Titan? They're pretty bad, bro. They are pretty bad.
In terms of gatekeeping, where they're not letting on it, I don't
know if Attack on Titan's one of those where I haven't met too many toxic Attack on Titan fans, though. Obsession level, yes, but in terms of like not wanting anyone to be a part of their world.
I got you. Even though they got better, JoJo fans used to be the worst. JoJo fans will make you let you have it. You didn't even start on such and such arc. I was like, damn, bro, I just got into it, bro. I just got Netflix. Like,
I had an opposite problem. No one gatekeeped me. I tried.
Yeah, I feel like every JoJo fan I've met, like, no, you gotta watch it. Just get past the first season and it's great. Like,
I did, but I got stuck on the popular season. I was burnt out by the time I got to the actual season that made it popular. I was like, that was a long journey, guys. I need to take a break. I'm sorry. Yeah, the gate is fine. Getting up to this part, like, I got in, but I was like, nah, I could step out. It's too much.
I feel like Demon Slayer fans are the worst with gatekeeping, just because they've been waiting so long for the anime to come around that they're.
I could believe that.
Yeah, that's just in my experience. There might be worse out there, but in my experience,
a lot of big ones coming up. I think like Chainsaw Man is coming up. Jujutsu Kaisen might be the same, because, and you know what it is too, a lot, like you said, when you brought up the manga thing, I think that's the way a lot of the gatekeepers come from, because it's like, again, it's one thing to have people coming from outside of anime coming in, but now once you're in, that's where the toxicity come from people that read the manga that's way ahead versus people that only watch the anime and say, oh, you only watch anime, you don't want to read the manga. Like that, I can understand why.
Yeah.
Meaning, okay, that's the way the new gatekeeping is. Like, yo, you'll read but again, and even that is more of, no, they want you to read the manga, but then they do it like they're better than you. Where, like, I might be a little bit like that, but no, because I'm just like, damn, I wish you could read the manga so we can talk.
And, you know, so I guess I wouldn't even say, so if we don't go off of just a show, like which fandom, I feel like just in general, manga readers are the more toxic gatekeepers.
Oh yeah.
Just because they truly think they're just more superior just because they've read the manga, and it's kind of like they don't think you're worthy because you don't read manga. Every meme I have ever seen making it's always the manga ones that are just the complete
the famous one is the little girl, the manga reader, the woman chasing the kid. It's a grown woman, but it's anime, but it's like a grown woman, and then she's running, like she's manga reader chasing the anime only, and she's running at them and he's trying to run away from her.
Oh my god.
Because it's like, yo, read the, but I yeah, no, those guys, because it's like, yo, wait, It, the number one thing, yo, wait. I mean, I've done it. I've been guilty of it. But it's more of just, yo, I want to hype you up. I wish you can read what I'm seeing. Like, even I think I did it in the last one. We were talking about My Hero. When I think I've done it, but I don't think I've done it to gatekeep. Or I just like, oh, my God. If you think this is good, just wait till you find. And but mine is more enthusiasm of.
Yeah, yours wait isn't till you think you're better than everyone. Yeah,
mine is, oh, please. Again, join me in the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we talk about the most toxic fandom in general outside of anime?
Okay. Yeah.
Fucking Star Wars. Star Wars are the biggest gatekeepers in the entire world, because if you weren't there for the original trilogy, you didn't earn it, like, no matter what.
I wasn't born.
I think you can't go back in time. And comic book readers are such toxic gatekeepers.
They're really bad. They shit on MCU fans so hard. It's
Marvel is Marvel.
Like, you're only a fan of this character just because the movie came out. Yes, yes. I didn't know this character existed until this movie came out. So what about it? So what? Come rip my eyes out to keep me from watching it.
People are shitting on She-Hulk. And the number one thing is, oh, the Hulk was done so bad. And like everything that's been talked about the new She-Hulk show is that, oh, the Hulk is a pussy. And he's been done so bad. And MCU ruined the Hulk. I'm like, you motherfuckers never read comic books. And that's how you know a person, they've only probably watched cartoons and shit. And or really never really read the source material. And that's the other problem with gatekeepers overall. They're very ignorant. They think they, like you say, they're know-it-alls. They're really not.
Mm-mm.
Because as someone, again, I'm above them all. Fuck them. I don't care. I'll say it. There's certain shit that you really don't know and you think you know. You can look back on the history of something and see the short clip version, but unless like you really know, you can't be judging any of these things.
There's so many different timelines and universes.
Story runs, shit that at the time may have been shitted on. Like She-Hulk, like the show is, I know with diagram, but it still has to do with the gatekeeping. She-Hulk that they have on the show, there was a run of years where that's who the character was. If that's who she was like, and it so that's why that show is so good, because it's literally how the character was portrayed. I remember in the 90s when she appeared with him on the TV show, that's who she was. She was like quick-witted, and that Hulk is Professor Hulk. He's smart Hulk. They've said it. The only difference is that we're seeing it in a short amount, like when it's in a time span. But imagine years when this shit was around, stretching long periods of time. So even people like that, when they claim to know shit and they shit on something, it's like, you don't know. But the new gatekeepers is funny enough. We was talking about it is Game of Thrones gatekeepers, where it's the people that read the books, it's just people that watch the shows.
I haven't come across those. Thank God.
They are bad.
Yeah, because they finished the Winds of Winter that never finished.
Yeah, like, and guess what? You're caught up with us, guys. You at least our show ended. No matter how bad it was, at least we got closure. You book readers are waiting for George R. Martin to just stop going to Jets games and talking. Doing all of this shit and just write his book. And I think that's a lot of the animosity comes from, because we feel you on that. So those are the new geeky. But again, it's all about people losing their safe space, seeing more, and so focused on people coming into it instead of enjoying what they have. Because if you don't like if you bring up MCU, if you don't like MCU, guess what? You have fucking comics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just go back there. Enjoy your party wherever you are. If you're going to watch, then come to the party and enjoy yourself. Stop worrying about who's coming to
your
the party.
Pie hole shut.
Wink, wink. That's a side thing to y'all too, but y'all didn't catch it. All right? Enjoy the party. Don't worry about who's walking through the doors of the party in the gate. Enjoy it.
I just realized what you meant. Oh, God. Oh, God.
But yes, that's what I say about gatekeepers.
Yeah. You know who also is like really bad gatekeepers? The people who like... Teen Titan Go.
All right. Wait.
Teen Titan Go.
I'm a gatekeeper on that shit, because I was, but mine was really, it hurt me because of what was sacrificed.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, they made up for it, even though HBO Max is on some bullshit now. They canceled Young Justice and gave us King, and it was for toy sales. It took me years to get over it. They made up for it, so I don't hold on to that gripe anymore. And I did watch some episodes of Teen Titans Go, and it was entertaining. And guess what? They was I give them props for being self-aware of what they were doing. Then they did the movie. Then they did the crossover with the original Teen Titans. Oh. And then they brought young. So I give them points. They were self-aware of what they were doing. But I was one of those. I'm like, y'all cancel Young Justice, a great show for this. And I was on that. But that was more of I lost something and I was hurting.
I was a type, like, I was trying to get people to come into the gate for Teen Titans Go. I was like, come in. Like, no. I promise you it's great. Like,
I was on the other side of that. I was like, fuck this show. It's so stupid. But then it caught on and they made up for it as a fan. Like, justice was done. Aha for us fans. Where we got two or three more seasons, but then HBO's out here doing their bullshit where they canceled it again. So it's like, now we don't get fucking closure. And you know what? Let me not go on another rant. But so I was on that.
It's a safe zone. We're not gatekeeping you here. It's a safe zone.
Fuck HBO Max.
I feel like Adventure Time people are kind of like low-key gatekeepers and they don't realize it.
Think so?
Yeah. Because they feel like they're a part of like some secret cult that like, if you weren't there from beginning to end, like you're not allowed in now. Yeah. They do it in like a very sly, like sassy way.
I feel that with Steven Universe fans, though.
No, what? Okay, maybe. I feel like Steven Universe gets shit on so much just because, like, it's one of those things of where, like, you need to watch, like, you need to get past, like, the first couple episodes.
It's not even about the episodes. It's like, they're like, bro, you don't even understand what it represents, bro. You don't even understand the show. Like, I hear that. I'm like, yo, I like the show. Like, bro, do you even know what it's about? Do you even know what? Do you even connect with the characters? I'm like, damn, bro. Like,
exactly. Like, they want you to be.
Yeah, they're like, a little
in it.
We're a little toxic. I don't think I've always encouraged people to try and watch Steve Universe, though, just because I want more people to be a part of the magical gym journey. But
You know who doesn't have that problem? Regular show. So.
Don't look at our crotches while we synchronize our watches. A lot of Cartoon Network shows, I feel like, are gatekept a little bit.
A lot of them are.
I gatekeep that. I don't like any. I didn't like a lot of the new shit because of what was sacrificed.
Yeah, it did kind of go downhill a little bit. I know. It's the OG Cartoon Network people. I feel we all low key gatekeep a little bit just because. Oh, yeah. It's not the same.
It really isn't.
Because what the fuck is Gumball, bro?
Gumball is hilarious, all right?
Really? Is it?
It's fucking hilarious.
I've watched a couple of episodes here and there, and the scenes I've seen were hilarious, but like, I'm a diehard Chowder fan. Like, yeah, Chowder will always be
Gumball great. Is the only one of those new ones. I'm like, I fucks with Gumball. You know why? It's just funny. It's so stupid. Again, it's self-aware humor, though. It's very... very topical and very self-aware. I'm like, oh, I can't. They did an anime fight, and to the point where it was like the two parents were fighting each other anime style, and their kids, the kids are regular animation, and they're like, what the hell is happening? Why? Like, it was so stupid.
Like, after Flapjack, I was just like, yeah, I'm done with this. This is trash.
I was never in Flapjack. See, those.
I watched a couple. I was like I said, Chowder, and Steve Universe, and Teen Titans Go were the only like new. things that I enjoy. Oh, you know who else gatekeeps really bad? But I'll admit, I a little bit do Futurama.
Which is weird.
Get out of you, Futurama. I'm not gonna lie, you. I gatekeep this shit. Yeah,
because I'm kind of like, no, you like. I know it came back and it's coming back again.
It is. They're done.
No, there was whole beef. Well, they're not beef, but there was this whole instance where it's coming back on Hulu picked it up. And
new episodes.
Yeah, new season. But the thing is, the guy who voices Bender wasn't going to come back.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel.
They want, he thought everyone should get paid more and everyone else was fine. Like, okay, all right, well, we're going to go on with it. So he wasn't going to do it. I'm surprised you didn't hear about it. It was all over.
I may have, but.
No, I brought it up to you because we were supposed to do a no contest episode and I wanted Futurama to be a part of it and the fact that he wasn't coming back, but he's signed on. He's gonna be a part of it.
I think
Futurama fans, we gatekeep like really bad.
Oh yeah. But it ended literally, the world ended and they just so they reboot, so they go back and do it again.
Well, this is the second reboot.
but they rebooted in this. Remember how it ended?
Yeah, but I'm saying they're rebooting it again.
So they're going into the new reboot universe of where they live.
I guess. I don't know how.
Such a good ending. I was not mad at that.
But still, it's kind of like, if you weren't there for the original, when Leela couldn't stand Fry, then I think that's what it is,
because Futurama was so different since where they had an actual storyline.
Yeah.
That had character progression and plots and like the movies. And so I could see why that was a very Futurama is a legit storyline.
Yeah. And it's people just don't realize how good Futurama is.
Yeah, that's I
and
can
we
see
don't
why.
Want anyone else
part of the world. Yeah, I can see why. Yeah, that's true.
It has a cult following.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And we don't want anyone else to become a part of the cult following.
No, we don't. Because I'll be telling people, I'm gonna say it on air. I don't care if I get backlash for this. I like Futurama more than Rick and Morty any day of the week. And if you Rick and Morty fans have a problem, I'm gatekeeping the shit out of this.
I love Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty fans are horrible. They're the terrible. Biggest gatekeepers ever, because they act like they act like no one can understand like the jokes.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you don't understand. Like, oh, you didn't get this. Like, oh, you have to be, you have your IQ
you gotta
has
be
to
high.
Be this high in order to understand and fully appreciate what Rick and Morty is about.
The new thing of what they're doing is it's not the same as it was in the first two seasons or the first season.
Yeah, that too.
Now they're getting to, like, it's pretty much the same. No, it's not. See, you don't even know. Like, it's the same. It's just what they got actual cohesive story. No. Yeah, they liked the randomness of it. They don't like that it actually has a storyline now.
Because they're trying to follow Futurama.
Yeah, and I actually like the storyline. Like that last episode, I was getting chills.
I don't think I've seen the new season yet.
The new season. That's new. I didn't watch it either. I forgot there was a new season.
Yeah, but that'll be us Futurama fans when Hulu. Because I was like, oh no, like the well, that was probably. I felt some type of way when they rebooted it. I was happy, but I was still like, oh no, it's not the same. It's not the same. You wouldn't appreciate. But I was like, go watch the first season. Go watch like the originals still.
Yeah, I'm just happy to continue. But yeah.
Rick and Morty fans are terrible.
I think the only show I think we can say deserves to be gatekept is One Piece. Yes, I ended it with like that motherfucker. Yeah.
Please,
we were coming back to that
gate.
Shit. That's the only one. You know what? We can put a lock on the gate. There's plenty of food in there for you guys. You don't have to come out. Just stay.
We will send you guys food.
All right. Yes. Like, you don't even have to order.
No.
We'll
give you a stipend.
Anything
every
you
month.
Want, you can have it. Just stay in there. That little gate. It's a big. It's
stop
a nice
trying
kingdom.
To have everyone be a part of your world.
Yeah. Look. It's all for you. No one's gonna bother you. You're in there. Look. It guess what? It'll go on forever. You know that. So you
if
get
you guys
to enjoy
gatekept more,
nice
you wouldn't get made
time.
Fun of so much, honestly.
Exactly. Uh-huh. You can stay in there. You'll never get out, so it's nothing to worry about.
Like I said, it's just you guys just seem desperate at this point.
So just enjoy it. We will not. I promise we won't bother you, so have at it.
You can keep it, Ivan.
That's welcome.
This is my welcome back, huh?
This is the equivalent of getting jumped back in, yes.
Yeah, this is your haze. We're hazing you back in.
This is the JoJo reference where we saw Stomp when they had the guy stomping on the guy, the meme.
Yeah, great.
The only one missing is Andrea to finish sipping her tea to her to come in and finish the beatdown.
Yeah. But depending on how well Zoro looks in this live action.
Oh, yeah, they were thirst trapping on
Zoro. We'll see. Because I'm willing to go to bat for my man. Yes, he's my man now. So Alex had to let me know in the last episode that I'll never stand a chance with him. And I really didn't like that energy he was coming at me with.
She was, no, you don't understand. She was plotting as if she's going to meet this guy.
He lives
like,
in LA.
It was getting weird.
He lives in LA. No, he's a little young, like I said.
Yeah, she was like, oh, well, he's not in my age. I'm like, wait, what?
When they give him that scar over his eye, oh my gosh, he's gonna be holding the sword in his mouth. Oof, can't wait. See, I know a little bit about One Piece. I know some.
He's like, I wish I was a sword.
Exactly, I do. Honestly, you do. He could use me all day long, and I'd be fine with it. Oh, okay. Any last words about Gatekeepers, guys? Ivan, I don't think you ever said your last final message to Gatekeepers.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Stop making it complicated for other people to enjoy what we enjoy. You guys are dicks. You guys don't get paid to watch anime. So fuck all of you.
What about the ones who do get paid to watch anime?
Well, fuck them for gatekeeping. They should know better.
That is true. Yeah. Because what if we start like bringing in dough for this podcast? Are we then entitled to gatekeep a little bit since we're getting paid for it or no?
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, you watch more. Therefore, you can engage with us more so we can have more shit so that we would have jobs. That's not the thing I don't get. Like, you would want as many people to be watching it so it could get as popular as possible, so you could get as much fame and money as possible.
No, yeah, I'm trying to put all my coworkers on the anime right now because they didn't even watch it. I'm trying to, so that way they can listen our views go up.
Create new fans. I don't understand that.
Look, new fans equals more money.
Well, that's what the gatekeepers say. Do I like it when I was... No. Everything started off small, and then they get more popular. Hip-hop. There's hip hop gatekeepers of nah, it's not like it wasn't. I mean, it is what it is. They're kind of right.
Biggie and Tupac gatekeepers are the worst. Oh,
exactly. So like,
and Kanye music, gatekeepers. Oh my God.
Exactly. Like, oh, I liked it when nobody knew. Do I like the old Kanye? Of course. But it is what it is. Nothing I can do about it. If people want to watch, I'm like, go watch, listen to the old stuff.
Yeah. You cut out. We can't hear anything you're saying, and you're going off right now.
Who?
Yeah,
Alex.
Mic unplugged when I lift my hands up. But yeah, music is the worst. Don't even. That's a whole other episode to get into musical gatekeepers, because that's a whole. Yeah. We shouldn't even go there, but it's everywhere.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, guys, you gatekeepers on the plus side. If it wasn't for the fact that people are trying to get into the gate, you wouldn't be able to get that cool t-shirt at GameStop that you
and your kingdom
wearing.
Would shut down. Nobody would care.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to watch anime on several different streaming services, like Disney Plus now. Oh, God.
Kingdom Hearts anime is coming, baby. Yeah. Kingdom Hearts anime.
Honestly, really? I'm okay.
We talked about that.
Gatekeeping Disney Plus. Streaming Bleach. I know Andrea is happy because she can wear because the fact that she'll be able to wear anime stuff if Disney Plus keeps this up, she'll be able to wear it to work and stuff though. But I'm okay with us temporarily gatekeeping that for a little bit with Disney trying to help.
I don't have a choice. I have to watch it on
pure profit.
I have nowhere else. I have to watch it.
Hold up, tag me in this one. You guys can finally call me a prophet, because my first time ever on the show, I did say that Disney will end up buying some anime stuff. And then Alex said, don't you dare say that.
Well, you dared, you bastard.
And guess what?
You jinxed it.
I'm a fucking prophet.
And if Disney ends up ruining anime, it's all your fault, Ivan.
Yeah, completely my fault.
You gotta take both sides.
Because this is either gonna get really, really good, or it's gonna all burn down in flames and anime is gonna go
bad. I just hope they're just streaming it and they're not producing it, all right? Make sure they're just... I think they're just streaming it. I don't think they have no parts of the actual producing part. I think that's just the rights to just stream it.
We go stream Bleach.
All right, keep joking. You do realize Mickey has met Sephiroth, right? That is a thing.
That's been a...
Kingdom Hearts. So he has fought Final Fantasy characters. So that's not even far.
Mickey's already anime. Mickey's just our part of
Mickey
the anime.
Mickey and Sora
world.
Are cool. So
which is uncomfortable when I think about it.
Yes, Mickey is a really badass anime fighter.
Yeah, which honestly, I'm very surprised that Disney is just now jumping on the anime.
But we spoke
bandwagon.
About that.
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah, like
because
this
of
been
how
longer.
Successful.
There's a manga for Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. I'm very surprised that they're just now starting to try and really do something with this. I don't know why they wanted to see how Star Wars Vision was gonna do. Like, no, like y'all could have been made alive, like a real actual Kingdom Hearts anime.
One of the biggest Disneylands is in Japan, isn't it? In Japan,
it's not the biggest. The one in Orlando is still the biggest.
Where do they have that Attack on Titan ride where it's in Disneyland?
Universal Japan.
Oh, yeah, it's Universal. That's not, yeah, that's definitely not Disney.
But, have the One Piece. You know what?
All right, that was fun. Yes.
A Naruto little amusement park.
No, they have a little hill that has the Akatsuki there. They don't count.
Still, Ivan, One Piece is not special. I really don't know what else to tell you at this point.
We have amusement park.
That is Mike.
Honestly, if we just keep talking, we're not going to be able to hear Ivan talk at all. So,
yeah, One Piece is trash. If you believe One Piece is trash, just keep talking. And if Ivan, if you think One Piece is trash, don't say a word. Yeah, exactly.
Honestly.
Yeah. He thinks he's trash. Look, he's not even saying a word. Come on, Ivan, speak up. Defend One Piece. This is
breathe
it.
Breathe if you think One Piece is horrible.
Say something. You have your chance. Say anything.
You
say
really have the point. Hey, now, why aren't you speaking up? See, we could crazy. Honestly See, be defending.
I think, you know what? I think right he's now. Finally accepted it, Frank. I think we could wrap up. I think. We've done what we had to do.
Yeah, we've gotten the message out there. Got Only you, other guys. Message I haven't gotten out there yet is everyone needs to go watch Devilman Crybaby.
He was on the same team, and then you just destroyed the alliance. Crazy.
No, we can still be on the alliance. I mean, honestly, if we just want to like duke this out and keep talking, Ivan's still not going to be able to get a word. I keep cutting out. So at the end of the day, Ivan, you want to say anything? Because now your time to speak. You could really just speak at any moment and you'll be able to get your 2 cents in. But if you don't want to say anything, that's perfectly fine.
We understand. I get it.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
We're sorry, Ivan.
We'll let you
sign
out.
I'm not
first.
Really sorry, but yeah.
All right, you can sign up.
You guys are both
You know what's funny about is that. It's like such a terrible show that. We're done. Okay.
With that being said, I'm gonna con gun both of you when I see you.
See, nobody knows what that means.
Oh, is that a One Piece reference?
I think it was. But...
Oh, okay. Right over our heads, and I'm gonna let it just keep going over my head. I don't really want to be a part of the.
This is 2 months worth, motherfucker. We've been saving this. We've just been shooting little shots, but we needed you to get the full salvo.
God damn me. Well, yeah. Thank you for jumping me back in.
Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, everyone, that concludes our episode on gatekeeping. Like we said, if you are gatekeeping, just stop it. Just get your shit together. And just stop. Just stop. Just don't do it at all whatsoever. Do it in private. Keep it to yourself. If you really feel like you need to, just keep it to yourself. Don't be a keyboard warrior. Let the hot girl be in the anime. Let new people be in the anime. Just let celebrities sell you things that have anime. Just let it be. Let them take all your coins. You're gonna spend the money on it anyway. So just let it be. So go ahead and we've been doing alphabetical order for sign out, Ivan.
So that's me first. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always gonna be me. Yeah. So this was fun, and again, yo guys, just enjoy the kingdom. Stop worrying about who's walking in. There's space for all of us. There's room for all of us. You look stupid. You look petty. And you look insecure. And you look like bitches. Relax yourselves. There's plenty to go on out here in these streets. There's room for everybody. And yeah, that's it. This is Alex Aton Ryan signing off.
Now, with that being said, yeah, fuck you gatekeepers. You guys are annoying. It's just pointless. Just stop doing it, bro. And like Alex said, there's room in the kingdom in the One Piece kingdom too. Just come. We love you.
No,
we
appreciate
lock the doors. Lock the gates. No. Just lock. You're good.
There's
You're
too
good.
Much room in the One Piece.
Yes.
Y'all need to shut that shit down. Shrink a little. Stop trying to force inflation.
We're trying to revive the economy. And this is Ivan, aka Chico Stick, and I'm out.
I love how Ivan just said they need to revive the One Piece economy because that means it's on a decline right now. Those were the words he said. You heard it straight from his mouth, everyone. Once again, I am Pixel Potato. Thanks again for listening in, all you gatekeepers. pipe the fuck down and take a chill pill and just, yeah, let people enjoy whatever it is they want to enjoy. And everyone go watch Devilman Crybaby. Bye.
No.